You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
The International Day for People with Disabilities is tomorrow, as the Education Union, the NZEI Te Reo Roa, is saying there needs to be more funding for the learning support sector. Producer Joe Wickens talked to its chair, Liam Rutherford.
Can you tell me about the lack of resourcing we see in the learning support sector? What is the situation we see within the education system at the moment?
Sure. So the Ngā Aukaha campaign is a community-based campaign where we are looking to bring together anyone who is interested in that topic of learning support. We know all too well that the solutions for learning support lie across a much more wider government and community sector. It can't just be about schools having to do all of the heavy lifting on that. And we know that our parent community has a really important role to play as well. It's been successive governments that have failed to adequately fund specialist learning support resourcing into the sector, which at the end of the day are the tools and support that we need to be able to make sure that children that come into classrooms in this country have the ability to be able to reach their potential and succeed.
What sort of impact does a lack of funding and resources have on those who may have a learning disability?
Yeah, sure. So as successive governments have stalled on their responsibility to fund schools properly, we're finding that the number of students that need additional support is increasing. There was an independent review at the start of this year around how the primary sector is funded called Pōautaka, and that spoke about the diversity of issues that students are coming into the education sector with, and the lack of resourcing that schools have to be able to fix that gap. And a lot of these issues have been long-standing well before COVID came along, but right now we're dealing with COVID as one of the things that has just gone and further exasperated that. A classic example is around the huge amount of wait times that it takes to be able to access a child psychologist, as one example. And it is when schools actually identify the need that these students go on to the wait list. But actually, it's at the moment that you identify the need that schools should be able to have access to that staffing support, and they just don't.
In regards to COVID-19, can you elaborate on the impact online learning has possibly had on those with a disability?
Teachers in schools have bent over backwards to do the best they can in the online learning space. But as we know that time's gone on, maintaining that engagement in learning is getting increasingly more challenging. Even more so for our students that do require additional supports. And so it's a really good example of how nobody's asked for COVID, but what it's done along the way has compounded the issues that we were already facing. The big challenge that we've got now is around how we are re-engaging students back into learning, particularly for those students in Auckland and Wellington. And we're finding that we've got large numbers of students that need additional support to help with that re-engagement back in learning, and that support just isn't there.
NZEI is encouraging educators, whānau and other supporters to get amongst the Ngā Aukaha All In for Tamariki campaign. What is the aim and the ideal outcome for the campaign?
Yeah, so it is about bringing everyone who's got an interest in education learning support together to chart that coordinated pathway forward. So we're talking about the specialist support through RTLBs, through education psychologists, along with our parent community, teachers, principals, specialist schools, all of those people that somehow touch that learning support place. We are wanting to run a really open-ended campaign, but we do have some very specific outcomes that we are after, and they all fall under that banner of schools of learning support needing greater staffing and resourcing. And so we've been talking about some of the real crucial roles that we need, like a learning support coordinator funded in every single school, which plays a really pivotal role in being able to connect student need with particular support services. Currently, schools are having to fund that role out of their own operational grant, and just with competing demands within schools. Not all schools are able to fund that role at the level that they need to. We think that there's a clear job for the government to finish the work that they've started and ensure that we've got access to a learning support coordinator at all schools. The other part of it, and why we know that some of the solutions are short-term but some of them are long-term, is that as a country, we're just not training enough education psychologists, enough speech-language therapists. And so we need the government to get going now to make sure that they are putting incentives and pathways in place so that we can have enough education psychologists and speech-language therapists to be able to meet the need.
And that was producer Joe Wickens talking to NZEI Te Reo Rua's Liam Rutherford on the Ngā Aukaha in Oing Tamariki campaign that would want to see more funding for the learning support sector.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.